It's a sunny autumn morning in Annandale, in Sydney's inner west. In a community centre in the leafy suburb, children from a few months old to 4 years old are, well, being kids. There's kids on the trampoline, doing craft at a craft table, playing on the playground, or sitting down and having a picnic. There's more kids screaming with laughter than screaming, and the parents are all watching their children from a distance while laughing themselves. Jackie is the coordinator of the Annandale Playgroup and mother of two girls.
Hi, I'm Jackie. I'm the mum of Ava, who's four, and Isabel, who's two.
So, how long have you been running the playgroup for?
I've been running the playgroup this year, but I've been coming to Annandale Playgroup for 4 years. Ava's four, so I've been coming since she was...
A gingerbread man!
Okay, now, listen. Ellen is...
That's four-year-old Ava you can hear in the background. You'll hear more from her in a moment.
Maybe talking to the microphone. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, good girl. I've been coming for 4 years since Ava was a baby.
Jackie says the appeal of playgroup is the fact her kids love it, and she does too.
I enjoy the fact that my children enjoy it, that they look forward to it every week, that they say yay when it's playgroup day. I enjoy the social aspect for myself, connecting with other lovely mums and carers.
Jackie's daughter Ava was the life of the party at playgroup. She was dancing to the music, playing inside and talking to all the other kids, and then jumping up and down on the trampoline. The usual four-year-old stuff. Today, though, she got to play with a new toy, my microphone.
Hold the microphone and talk, Mummy.
You have to ask Ellen's permission for that.
Can I hold the microphone?
You've got to hold it.
Yeah.
We could talk about playgroup. Tell Ellen about it.
Well,
that's what she's interested to know.
I like about playgroup because it has every toy that I like.
More toys than at home?
More toys. And the trampoline. And that is... this is Isabel and that's the other Isabel. And this is Jackie.
Although a microphone isn't nearly as fun as a trampoline, so it was a short interview. It is easy to tell that the kids love it here. There is plenty for them to do and heaps of interaction with other kids as well as their parents. And that's what this story is about, the parents.
One of our interviewees said, sure, playgroups are great for kids, but that tells only half the story. And that was really set the sort of tone for our report.
This is Ian McShane. Ian is a senior research fellow at the Centre for Urban Research at RMIT University in Melbourne. He has been looking at the benefit playgroups have on parents, which up until now has been neglected in the research. It's probably obvious to anyone who has ever been to a playgroup that the social benefits are easy to see. Parents have an opportunity to get out of the house and speak to other parents, for one.
And it provided support, particularly for mums, at a period of time in their lives that could be quite challenging and indeed quite isolating. And it built a kind of sense of place and social connectedness.
This was something all parents at the Annandale Playgroup agreed with.
I get to interact with some adults and I'm not alone in the house by myself. So it can get a bit depressing.
For me, I think it's meeting other mums, which I think is really, really good. And I've found everybody here to be really friendly, especially because it's other mums that live locally around you that you might then meet in a park and you've got someone to talk to. And also just because it's a nice, safe environment, I know that I can sort of leave her. She doesn't need to be right next to me. She can go off and play while I've got my other child and I can look after them both at the same time.
I really like the social interaction for my sons. They're 1 and 3 and they get to make lots of friends here. And for me, it's a bit of a sanity check because, again, I can get out of the house and I end up being able to make friends with and just chat with other mums. It's nice to have a conversation with adults.
But it's not just parents. Carers, be it nannies or grandparents, also have an opportunity to be involved.
My name's Rebecca, I'm 24 and I look after Mia as a carer for 2 days a week.
How long have you been coming to playgroup for?
For a year and a half. So I started coming with her older brother and herself. So he's 5 years old, but he now goes to school, so now I just come with Mia.
And why do you come? Why keep it up for a year and a half?
Mia really enjoys it. I think it's really good to be surrounded by the kids at her age. She's 2.5. It's also good for me to socialise and not be bored out of my brains going to parks and all the rest. So, yeah, it's a good thing to do during the day.
Ian says this is another aspect of the appeal of playgroup. Unlike daycare and preschool, which can take years to adapt, playgroups can be developed around the needs of the community. An example of one of the less obvious playgroup benefits.
Playgroups were adaptive and responded to changes in social and economic circumstances in ways that perhaps commercialised childcare or long daycare couldn't. What we mean by that is that we see the development of grandparent playgroups, of dad's playgroups, of playgroups devoted to particular educational philosophies, ethno-specific playgroups, and so on.
Another benefit Ian's research found was in relation to the sharing and volunteer economy, as parents and carers want to give back to their community.
We also attempted to measure the economic benefit, if you like, of playgroups, which was a difficult task, but we found that playgroups contributed to both the sharing or volunteer economy, sometimes called the gift economy, and it also contributed to the market economy. And it did so in this way. We found that with the former, that playgroups were sometimes the first opportunity for parents, particularly new parents, to engage in volunteering and volunteer activity. And that pattern of volunteering tended to continue as the children moved through the stages, moved out of playgroup into school and so forth. So sometimes parents who were engaged in running the community playgroups would then move on to taking leadership roles in schools and school councils and so forth.
Jackie says that she moved into managing the Annandale playgroup for this very reason. She wanted to give back.
It's a volunteer-run organisation. I had been coming for 4 years. I appreciated all the volunteers during that time and the work they did and the effort they put in to make it such a lovely space every week. And so I wanted to give back to our playgroup. I wasn't in a position to do it before this year. My girls are close together in age, so it becomes a little easier to invest that time when they get a little bit older. But it's been very rewarding.
Ian's research also found that parents get the opportunity to maintain or build on skills that are helpful in the workforce, such as leadership, confidence, and self-esteem.
And I guess this surprised me, perhaps it shouldn't have, that playgroups were an opportunity for them to either retain skills that they'd developed in the paid workforce before moving into the parenting stage of their lives, and indeed sometimes to develop new skills that they were then able to take back into the formal paid or market economy.
I asked Jackie if she felt she had gained new skills coordinating playgroup, given she is currently a full-time mum and a teacher by trade.
I think that, if I'm honest, being a mum or dad is substantially harder. It requires more work skills than anything I've ever done before. So running playgroup, in contrast, is easy peasy. The harder job is parenting.
All in all, the social and economic benefits are what you would expect for something that is so community-focused. I asked Ian why it was necessary we quantified these benefits.
Yes, it's very true, and I would stress the significance of looking at the social value of community playgroups and not trying to introduce a complex set of economic metrics into this domain. However, this is also a language that is spoken by policymakers, and in order to get policy traction, I think it is very helpful to be able to provide some kind of quantitative and economic analysis to the value of playgroups.